All right, my sister, we'll see you on the other side. Welcome, this is Dr. Adrone Butler, and welcome to The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Once again, we're so happy to have you with us on today. We're going to have a great time on the show today. It has been a wonderful, wonderful day. My understanding, the weather is extremely hot. Please stay in if you can. We know that weather and things of this nature have changed. You know, but the Word of God says that there's nothing new under the sun. So please take care of yourself. Don't allow yourself to be rambunctious and get out there and do some things that might get you hurt. We do want to say this. You know, we're living in a kind of an odd time. I got a call from my mother on yesterday, and my father was standing in his own yard, and some young man robbed him on yesterday in his own yard. And so we solicit your prayers this evening for my father and my family. You know, the enemy is truly doing what he has to do. And my dad and I, as we prayed on yesterday, you know, it's easy to run to the negative. You know, the main thing is that, you know, he did get injured. He did get injured a little. He's in his 80s. And but the main thing is that he's still here. And immediately he said, well, I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. And I just started telling him, look, that, you know, we pray that God gives you perfect peace. You know, I understand that you went through this ordeal, but it could have went worse. You know, with all of the negativity that goes on in the world, sometimes the most positive people is who the enemy attacks. My dad is one of the most positive people I know. And, you know, so the enemy attacks the most positive people that are around you, because he encourages me, you know. So the enemy wants to attack those people that when they're speaking to us, they become negative as well. But thank God, you know, I haven't talked to him yet. I'll call him after the show and see how his night went. But, you know, my prayer was, Lord, restore his peace, for you are the God that has peace that will surpass all understanding. And, you know, with all the things that go on in our world, as we said a few weeks ago, we're going to pray that we don't get distracted. You know, one of the things the enemy wants to do is to place us in a position of fear and distraction. And so we need to overcome and rebuke those things as they come in our lives, fear and distraction. Today, we're going to have a great time. We've had this young lady on the show before, Rachel Morgan, awesome, awesome singer. Has one of my favorite songs, My First Love, which she did, and she is in a stage play, Esther, and we are looking forward to talking to her about Esther. And if there's anybody that's in the cast, you're welcome to call in as well. Our call-in number is 347-215-8947. Please call in. Let's talk about this stage play. And if you know anything about Esther, she was a mighty woman of God and a woman of influence. You know, I always say that God has placed leadership on the husband, but he's placed influence on our sisters. And so you can influence, you know, as you look at Esther, and also when you look at Jezebel, two women that were queens in their own rights, but one wanted to influence a nation, to destroy a nation. But Esther was that unique, loving woman of God who wanted to influence a nation, to save the nation. And my prayer is more Esthers rise up, you know, as we look at some of the things that are going on in our nation right now and some of the things that go on in the culture. I hate to say I see more Jezebels than I see Esthers. And Jezebel has nothing to do with fashion. It has nothing to do with what you're dressed like and all these other things. But it has to do with a spirit that connects and tries to influence leadership. And Esther, as we know, she was a woman that influenced leadership to save a nation. What are you doing to save your nation, your community? What are you doing to make a change? As I told you, you know, as my father went through his ordeal on yesterday, immediately what I had to do was to change the atmosphere within his own persona, within his own person, within his own self, because he was willing to give up a good night's rest because of what had happened. And like I said, whether it had been a wreck, whether it had been a robbery, whether it had been his grandchildren sitting on his lap, these are all experiences, and we can't get distracted. We cannot get distracted. The enemy wants us distracted, so we can't get distracted. So on today, we're going to talk with this, our wonderful guest, Rachel Morgan. Used to be in a group called Black Girls, and when you talk to her in here, if you haven't heard the interview in the archives or live, she is definitely a very interesting lady and has gone on to another level in her life. She also used to be, I believe it was a cover girl model as well. So she's done some very eclectic things in her life, and as her life has cascaded, God has been there every step of the way. So today we're going to be talking with a good friend, Rachel Morgan, who will be talking about her stage play, Esther. Stay with us on the other side of these audios. Again, this is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and you're listening to the Power of Destiny broadcast. Call in at 347-215-8947. Love to have you to have a question or comment for. Love to hear what you have to say on the other side. Again, this is the Power of Your Destiny, and this is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We'll be right back after these audios.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
So it is the dumbing down of ideas. And when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop, because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life. One thought away from being a millionaire. One thought from overcoming. One thought from starting a ministry. One thought from building a business. One thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. You are one idea away. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your car is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you have the courage? God says to Abraham, look out from where you are. He says, oh man, do you have the courage to think beyond the parameters of your present location? He said, look out. What do you see? I see the stars of heaven. Look out. What do you see? The sands of the earth. He said, what you see is what you'll be. You are creative because you were created in the likeness of a creator. You need to be creative to live your life to its fullest potential, because you are a creator. God doesn't give you finished product because you need something to create. So God did not create the telephone. God did not create the computer. God did not create the automobile. God did not create a chair. He never made not one chair. He made a tree. He made steel. He made gold. He made air. God is going to give you the raw stuff to give you something to think about. So you look at it and say, what can I do with the stuff you gave me? Everything starts in the thoughts you think. You are no better than the thoughts you think. If you think little, you go little. If you think weak, you go weak. If you think up, you go up. One thought. Slap yourself in the head. One thought. That's how close you are. So now is the season for you to move distractions, confusion, turmoil out of the way to find a peaceful place where you can meditate and think, what am I going to do at this season in my life? What am I going to do with this age and stage? What could I do with the circumstances in my life? What would you do with what you have to make it better? One thought, if God whispers in your ear once every 10 years, it would change the last half of your life. He doesn't have to say something to you every day. It'll take you 10 years to work out what he said one time in your life. You are one thought away. God thought, I'll make me a world. He spoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Wow, wow, wow. Just think about it. Just one thought. If you could just have, if you could just process one divine thought that God gives you every 10 years, how different your life would be. How different your life would be. I have the auspicious occasion that God is speaking to me because as a pastor, as a preacher, I'm constantly in his word and thoughts are constantly running through this old brain up here. And so I have an opportunity to stay before him. And so I thank God for the thoughts that he gives me. And my wife, I have a book of ideas that I have, and I always tell my wife they're going to be passed down to the kids and they'll probably do nothing with it. But, you know, it's amazing what you can truly think of and do if you just meditate on who God is. Keep in mind, we have the same authority and the same power that God does. He has creative power. And since we are created in his image, we have the same thought process. We have creative power. That's why you want to have a child. That's why you want to have a business. That's why you want to do all these things, because you truly have the creative dynamic that is within you. And when that creative dynamic is not, it's stifled, you don't know what to do with yourself. You're like a caged lion. You know, when I have a message that God has given me for Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, where I pastor, I'm like a caged lion. If he give it to me on Monday, I'm just inconsolable that whole week. I'm just, you know, my mind is on that message all that week. And so one thought can change your mind. And speaking of Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, let me do this right here while I have a moment. This coming Saturday at from 9 to 5, we have it listed from 9 to 5, at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, 115 Steeple Road in Johnston, South Carolina, we're going to have a Back to School with Jesus multicultural cookout, and we want to invite you to come out. We're going to let me just give you a rundown of some of the things that we're going to be having. Of course, we are going to have a cookout, so please come and get your grub on. Come and eat with us. I tried a little slang there. I don't know how that worked. You guys can tell me later. You can tell me how that worked later. But our chairperson is Deaconess Linda McManus, who's doing a great, phenomenal job. Look, I think they're going to have at least 40 or 50 backpacks to give away to students, some school supplies. And I tell you what, we have had some wonderful donations from places like Fred's, Walmart, Dollar Tree. Individuals have given some wonderful have given monies and supplies to our young people. We're also, the vision is also that we're going to have singing there from Spanish churches and churches from the surrounding area. It is a multicultural event. I truly, truly believe that, you know, it has to burden God's heart when he sees us separate and not serving and loving each other like we should. But on this coming Saturday, July 30th, the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, from 9 to 5, we're going to have a multicultural event, and we're praying this is going to be an annual event. The Motorcycle Ministry, which is, yes, is headed by Deaconess Linda McManus, who is just on fire for God. She is one of our members there. She and her husband, and her husband works with Linda Banks, Sister Linda Banks, with the youth department, Deacon McManus. So doing a phenomenal job there at the church. You know, the Word of God says the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. It is easy to do nothing. It is easy to sit on your hands. But I tell you what, when you start doing something for God, you will watch him pour out blessings to you like you have never seen before. So please, if you get an opportunity, please come out and share with us. We're going to have some gospel dance. There's going to be dances there, motorcycle contests, cornhole. There's going to be double dutch and volleyball, and it's going to be a great day for the family. We want to encourage you to come out to include our good friend, celebrity host Joanne Griffin Johnson will be there with some healthy tips on how to eat, as well as we're having some doctors that are coming in from Palmetto Richland in Columbia, South Carolina, that are going to do health screening. So don't miss this day. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. Come out, participate. We're going to have bounce houses for the kids. Hey, kids, just to let you know, put your swimsuits on. We also have a bounce house that has a waterfall on it. So come on and get wet. It'll be a great time for the family, great time for the family. So come and share with us at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, 115 Steeple Road, there in Johnston, South Carolina, with the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. So that's me on my pulpit for a few moments, just sharing with you what we got going on at the church this coming weekend. And so, but on today, we have a wonderful, wonderful lady. Her name is Sister Rachel Morgan. She is an awesome young lady, and you know, we're going to let her introduce herself. But just a few things: she's been on the show before. She has a wonderful song that's out. I love it, called My First Love. And I tell you what, she is just an awesome woman for God. And right now she is in a play. And so my good friend, Rachel Morgan, God bless you, Rachel. How are you doing?
I am doing
Rochelle,
well.
Thank
excuse you so
me.
Much.
I said Rachel, <It's okay>. Rochelle. Welcome
no,
to the
Power
of Your Destiny broadcast.
I'm Esther. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. You're Esther today. Amen. Amen. I know you've been on the show before, and you have just a wonderful personality. But would you share with the audience who you are, Rochelle, that they might get a chance to know you as we get into this interview?
Okay. Well, I am Rochelle Morgan. Currently I dwell in South Carolina. I'm originally from Los Angeles, and the most important and most exciting thing about me is I love God, and I live to let him and let his light shine through me.
Amen. Amen. And Rochelle, you have such a wonderful, wonderful voice, and I think I've told you this before. You all, if you know, there's not a lot of people, there are a lot of people that fake Whitney, but you really, really have a soulful sound like Whitney, and you are that kind of powerhouse. I thank God for having the opportunity to meet you and having the opportunity to have you on our show and have you on our show again. Let's back up a little bit before we get into this beautiful play that you're in. Esther, you've also been a Black and Lovely model, or was it a CoverGirl model?
It was Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely model, Dark and Lovely. I'm sure I just messed that all up. But a dark and Lovely model, as well as you sung with a group, Black Girls. Would you tell us about, share with us about that experience?
Okay, so Black Girl is an R&B group. There were three of us, and I guess in the time, in that time, and probably even now when I think about it, as far as the industry, we were all, you know, dark brown-skinned girls, and we all cut our hair short. And so we were doing something really different in the industry than what you probably have, you know, has always been seen. And we just had this really tight harmony, and individually, we are like solo artists, but putting us together is like, is power-packed. And so our vision and our mission at the time was to, and I guess I have to say and still is to just be a light, be a positive force in the industry, not only in the industry, but in the community, and let people know that you don't have to sell your body. You don't, you know, we don't have to play the sex game in order to rise, you know, because God gave us gifts and talents. And that's, that for me especially, that was the bus, if you will, that I wanted to ride. I didn't want to get into, you know, I have to be sex and drugs and strung out and all that stuff to make people buy my records. If my voice couldn't do it alone, then I wasn't probably going to be in on it.
Amen. Amen. And one thing that I know about you, Rochelle, is that you love to use your instrument. You love singing. And I think you're one of those people, I think if it was singing the national anthem or even singing My Country Tis of Thee, you're down to sing as long as you have an opportunity to share your gift and your passion for singing. Where in the world did that passion come from?
I don't know. I mean, my mom tells me nobody in my family sings, which over the years, the more I think about it, she sings when she talks. So I think that it came from her. It has to have.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like it all was dumped on me from everyone that kind of just had a little bit of it in them from my family, because I love to sing and dance, and I'm all about the arts, and it's just heavy in me and on me. And so, I just have to thank God for it and take it and make it better, you know.
Amen. Amen. And you do it so well. You do it so well. So now, with being a dark and lovely model, singing R&B with the group, and you transitioned into gospel, or into contemporary gospel. How did that transition occur for you?
Well, when I decided to quit the group, I just kind of ran to the church. And I got, you know, very involved, and I kind of, you know, I asked God, you know, now what? You know, I gave that up, so now what am I going to do? And, you know, it
right.
took me a while, because I honestly never wanted to be a gospel artist, or, you know, I didn't see the light in it. I didn't see the fun in it, you know.
Right.
And so he had to take me through a, you know, I guess it was a process of me learning to enjoy the difference, because there is a difference. And some of it, I guess what he showed me is I didn't have to be what I was seeing. I could create what I wanted in him.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
Now, you know, that's my goal. That's my desire, to be who I am in Christ. That way I don't have to imitate or, you know, be anybody else. And hopefully it'll minister to others as, you know, some ministered to me.
And you know, you said something that's so unique, Rochelle, is that, you know, we get pigeonholed as we look at ministry and look at ministering. Even me as a preacher, I don't see myself as the traditional pastor. People say, well, you pastor a traditional church. I don't have no idea what that is. This is 2016. There's a name on the marquee. We're a Baptist church. I'm newly elected pastor, so I have no idea what that means. I understand what people are trying to say, but they're trying to make it seem as if there's something wrong with having, you know, traditional values and serving God in a certain way. At the same time, God uses each of us with our own uniqueness to give him glory. And same thing with yourself, with your music. There's a unique thing in music the uniqueness in how you serve God. And I think in order to reach the lost, in order to keep those that are in the church inspired, we've got to stop trying to emulate someone else. Love T.D. Jakes, but I'm not T.D. Jakes. I know you love, like I said, you listen to you and there's a similarity. You're Whitney, you're not Whitney. There's a you about you. And I believe God wants to use that uniqueness. What do you think, Rochelle?
I totally agree. I totally agree. I'm always, you know, even encouraging. I'm part of our team ministry at my church, Powerhouse Christian Church. And I'm always pushing them to be who they are. You know, you don't have to get up here and sing like anybody else. Just be who you are. And honestly, I was talking with a friend and we were talking about, I don't know, it may have been rap or something like that. And you know, he proceeded to say how, you know, a lot of times people do things, you know, because it fails. And I said, but the thing that is universal that people can tell a fake, and even if you're a good actor or actress, once you decide to be who you are, nobody wants to hear it because they think you're a fake.
Amen. Amen.
So it's better
That's
to
right.
start off being who you are.
I love that, Rochelle. I love that. You should be who you are from the beginning, regardless of who you are. People either accept it or they won't. Will they not?
Right. Exactly.
Amen. Amen. Now, Rochelle, you've done some great, unique things in your life, you know, now you are working on a stage play, Esther. And while I'm saying that, let me tell you, if you're on the line and you have any questions or comments for Rochelle, the prompt may not have come up for you. Press 1. But if you have any questions or comments, please press 1, and we'll recognize you. If you have any questions or comments for our guest today, Rochelle Morgan. Rochelle, as you are have done all of these things in your career, my goodness, you know, I'm going to start calling you the female James Brown of gospel here. Now you are doing this stage play, and share with us how did you transition into a stage play, and how in the world did this piece come to you? I think you were working on it the last time you were on our show, but we hadn't heard very much more after that. So tell us how this all transpired for you.
Well, honestly, years and years ago, even while I was in the group, oftentimes I got asked the question, you know, do you act? And I just, you know, quickly respond, yes. I never had an acting lesson in my life, but I just know that I can act. So prior to quitting the group, I got cast in a stage play where I was going to be the lead.
Wow.
But once I quit, you know, a lot of things kind of fell through. So I feel like Esther is kind of like a restoration.
Okay.
I don't want to say what I lost, but what I gave up. And so maybe about 10 years ago, a good friend of mine, she wrote the script for Esther, and she asked me if I would like to play Esther. And I said yes. And so I think we both kind of got sidetracked on some things. And maybe it may have been last summer. And I was praying, you know, to God. And it's funny that you talk about Whitney because, you know, people say that you should have played Whitney in the movie. You should have, you know. And I'm
you
like,
should have.
I agree with them. You know, I'm like, yeah, I could play Whitney. I said, but who I want to play is Esther. And I don't even think it was 2 weeks later. She called me and she said, you know what? God told me to pick that back up and get back started on it. So she said, are you still wanting to do it? I said, yes, ma'am, let's go. You know, so we've been working on it. And honestly, it has really, really, really changed my life just playing the role. I've always enjoyed that story. But not just that she was courageous, but that especially in this time now, I see where it's so needed for the women of God to rise up and take their right positions as queens and leaders of, you know, the kingdom of God. And where we have favor, you know, with God and man, we need to, you know, speak and do so that God's nation can be saved. Like Esther,
That's
she saved
right.
a nation being courageous,
right.
you know. If she wasn't thinking about herself, she was thinking about the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's time to build that Esther Nation up. And this is a way for people to see that not only Black lives matter, but that lives matter. But most importantly, that they matter to God first. And he will do whatever he said he will do as long as we rise up and we just have courage and faith that he will come through.
Amen. Amen. That's so awesome, my friend. That is so awesome, Rochelle. And I like what you said. It's time for us to rise up, for women of God to rise up and be seen and know, have that holy boldness. When we come back, we're going to take a little short break, but when we come back, I want to get a little bit, I want to get in depth into stage play, who wrote it, maybe some of the cast members. I would love to have that conversation with you. And again, if you'd like to call in, please call in at 347-215-8947 and press 1. If you have any questions or comments for my guest, Rush Morgan. Part of the R&B trio, Black Girl, and now she is doing awesome stage play, Esther. So would you stay with us till after the break, Rochelle?
Yes.
This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. I'm so excited to have Rochelle on the show today. You know, like I said, she's been on the show before. Phenomenal talent, as you can see. Just one of those rare, sweet people that got. So we'll be right back. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back after these few audios.
Esther, Woman of God, is a musical showing June 5th, 2016 at the Riverside Epicenter. Esther will be performed by an electrifying cast of singers, dancers, and actors. For tickets, visit queenesther.ticketleap.com. We'll see you there.
You belong to God. He made you. You exist for Him. The unwasted life is the life that puts Christ on display as supremely valuable.
A God-centered theology has to be a missionary theology. There are only three kinds of Christians when it comes to missions. Zealous goers, zealous senders, and disobedient. The reason we go is because we have the absolute confidence that the one in whose name we go has all authority, therefore nothing can stop him.
The need of the nations who do not know the name of Jesus is an immeasurable need. It's an infinite need. 2.6 billion people live in unreached people groups.
It seems to be woven into the very fabric of our consumer culture that we move toward comfort, toward security, toward ease, toward safety, away from stress, away from trouble, away from danger, and it ought to be exactly the opposite.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
that is Rochelle Morgan, my first love. The young lady that we are talking to on today, Rochelle, you know, I just, like I said before, I just love that song. That is such a beautiful, beautiful song. I want to challenge you, if you haven't heard the interview prior to of where that song came from with Rochelle, I challenge you to go back into the archives. Rochelle, so you are doing the play Esther. So share with us who wrote the play, who are some of your co-stars in this play?
Alrighty, so the writer, producer, director is Christy Adderley, and she is from Atlanta, Georgia. And we have Jason Louder, who plays the angel. We have great dancers. Jennifer Vail is one of them, and she's been a dancer in theater for a long time. Joseph Covington, who plays Heyman. Just loads of great, great actors. Stephen Humphrey, he plays the king. And it's just, I mean, it's a great cast. There's a lot of, it's just a great group, and there's a lot of camaraderie. We get along so well, and it just feels like God sent.
Amen. Amen. And so now, Rochelle, to share with the audience right now what is your tour schedule like right now? Where can they come and see the play, and you know, cost, and well, we don't have to get into cost and all that. If something is worth, if it was $50, if somebody wanted to go and see Beyonce and it was $400, they couldn't pour anything in their lives, they would go and do it. So share with us where they can see this play at.
Well, currently we will be at Clemson Little Theater July 30th, which is this Saturday. We have two shows, a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m. We will be taking it back to Atlanta. The dates are to be announced, and we have some other cities that we're looking into right now.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, definitely have the playwright to contact us. Maybe we can see about getting you guys in the Columbia, Augusta area as well. I know that a few people in the theater scene around the Augusta area that might be willing to bring in here. I'd love to see you. You're a phenomenal singer. I know it's a great job that you're doing, so I really want to have an opportunity to see this stage play and to support it as well. Share with us, because you're also a mom, correct?
Yes, sir.
So how are you balancing all of this? I've asked you this before, young lady. How are you balancing home and son, right? Your son?
No, I have two girls.
Two girls, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm getting you mixed up with another artist. How are you balancing taking care of those two young ladies along with rehearsals and the career that you have?
Well, you know what? What's really funny, I joke with them a lot about this, but even when they were younger, I feel like I trained them for this. I homeschooled them all the way up until this last school year, because I knew that I would start back singing and, you know, acting and what have you. And so they really are trained for this. Staying out late, coming, you know, getting up and going, still going to school. And, you know, so our life has always been kind of like all over the place. And even though they say I don't feed them, you know, we're on the go. And I'm like, you know, bring some snacks. You know, that's the part that I guess I have to work. I'm still working on, you know. They're like, my mom doesn't feed me like a normal mom. So, you know. But I think they help me, you know, they help me a lot. And I think they are starting to see, I don't even want to just say the vision of the household, but the legacy that, you know,
amen,
when all is said and done, they have to take the baton and they have to do it and do it better.
So now, with that being said, do I hear the legacy of singing and performing on the girls as well?
Yes. Yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And but most importantly,
wonderful,
having that relationship with Christ that will keep them centered and keep them focused, and knowing that there's purpose in it, not just for you know, not for accolades of men, but for the you know, yes and amen from God.
That's right. Exactly. You know, the wonderful thing, I've always loved people like yourself and singers with beautiful voices for the simple reason I've always said that us listening to you and enjoying your singing is a byproduct of you talking to your Father. We're all eavesdropping into what God is blessing you, you know, blessing you with a gift and how you utilize that gift to Him. And so by those of us that enjoy hearing you all sing, you great singers, it's more like us eavesdropping and us being blessed by eavesdropping. So thank you so much for using your gift over the years and sharing your gift and what God is truly doing in your life. We know that you're doing Esther now, and you have, you know, My First Love. Is there any other projects going on that you're looking at releasing here within the next year or two?
Yes, actually, I am. This has been years in the making, but I am really looking to complete my CD and have it available at the beginning of the year, as well as releasing a single, one more single, at least this year. And it's entitled God Would Never, and it's a fun little funky dance song. And so I'm looking so forward to, you know, putting that out and just, you know, enjoying it with the people that, you know, would like it.
Praise God. And I give you an open invitation too, Rochelle, anytime, any Sunday that you're in the Aiken, South Carolina, Johnston, Columbia area, we would love to have you come through any Sunday and just share your gift with us any Sunday morning that you would just love to come and share with us. Because again, we would be remiss not to share your gift with the church. We share it with our audience, 61,000 strong. God bless you all, but we definitely want to share it with the church as well. Well, and I started to call you Esther, Rochelle.
It's okay.
Amen.
I don't know which one I am, so it's okay.
There you go. So share with us this journey. How's it been with the time that you're taking for the play and bringing everything to fruition? Share with the audience this whole process and how you know going from rehearsal to, are you still getting butterflies, or are you one of those people when you step on stage it's all is calm and all is well?
Well, let me think. I think I get butterflies, but nothing like before. I used to be really shy, and I would actually like shake, like literally my whole body would shake until I start singing. So
wow.
I am so much better, you know. I do get, you know, sometimes I get nervous, but it's one thing about having that relationship with God, man. I don't know what other people have to do to get rid of their nerves, but just having a conversation with God. And
amen.
I always tell my friends that knowing that He will meet me on the stage, I'm like, okay, God, I might feel like I feel right now, but I need you to meet me out there. As long as you meet me, I know it's all good. So
amen.
I think that has been my saving grace, my calm, you know, that's my peace to go out there and do whatever. And I'm kind of even excited to see what He makes happen. That's just how I look at it. Well, let's see what you're going to do today. You know, so.
Praise God.
I'm loving it.
Amen. And again, this is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and we're speaking with my guest today, Rochelle Morgan, who is in the stage play, Esther. If you have any questions or comments, please call in 347-215-8947 and press 1, and we will prompt you to come into the show if you have any questions or comments for. Otherwise, I'm going to get up all this time with you, Rochelle, and just enjoy all this time, and they just have to listen. So, amen. So, where do they get tickets at, Rochelle? Where, you know, someone that wants to come to one of the plays, where do they get the tickets, and how do they keep up with your itinerary?
You can go, okay, for tickets, you can go to queenester.ticketleaks.com. And you can purchase your tickets there. Actually, today is the last day of our $10 sale. So if you want to take advantage of that, tickets are on sale today and at 12 o'clock, they will go back to the regular price, which is 20. It's 25 at the door. But that's queenesther.ticketleak.com. And as far as keeping up with me, I'm on Reverb Nation under Rochelle Morgan. Morgan, and the genre would be spiritual. You can find me on Facebook, Rochelle Morgan, or even my, I believe it's an artist page, is Rochelle.
Wonderful,
and I love
wonderful,
to hear
wonderful.
From people. So write me, you know, I'm getting into this social media. It's taken about 10 years, but I'm getting into it now. So I love to hear from people.
Amen. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I myself am, I call myself savvy, and then I run across somebody that teaches me something every time I talk to them. Rochelle, we're going to take just a small break, and then when we come back, please tell everybody once again where they can get the tickets and where they can get in contact with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. This is your host, Dr. Adriel Butler. And once again, on this coming Saturday, keep in mind we are having at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church motorcycle ministry, Back to School with Jesus Multicultural Cookout. It's a long, long, long name that has a power pack event in mind. And we would love to have you at this event. We're going to have school. Really, really, really would love to have you take part of this wonderful cookout. Come and be fed and get your blood pressure checked by Metal Richland doctors. That was our celebrity chef, Joanne Griffin Johnson, will be there. She'll have her book there, as well as some healthy tips on how to eat. You know, it's not going to do you any good to get your blood pressure checked and then you go out and get, you know, a pork chop sandwich and just kill yourself. So she's going to teach you how to eat better, how to live better. And she has a blog that's called, you know, Empower Your Body, Empower Your Mind. Awesome, awesome young lady. And she's going to be there to share us. To include, if you have a motorcycle, please come out. Our motorcycle ministry will have a motorcycle contest. If you got one of those bad bikes, please come and bring your bike out and let it be judged and win a gift for it, as well as we're going to have cornhole and bounce houses for the kids and just a host of things. Again, our chairperson is Deaconess Linda McManus, and Deacon McManus, they have done a phenomenal job on this event. There's going to be gospel singing, and my prayer is some Christian rock bands will come in, and Spanish, and some dance groups, and just a host of people coming in just to share their love of the Lord. And you know, they're going to have a great time. If you miss it, you are truly going to miss a treat. Well, we're going to take just a few moments here, and we're going to come right back with Rochelle Morgan for our last words here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, 347-215-8947. We'll be right back after these words.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
He is more than you could ever need. He's more than the eye could see. I don't deserve his love, but he's always been there for me. You see, Jesus met me when I was at my lowest. And if you don't know Jesus, know this. He is the greatest example of generosity this world of greed has ever seen. And when Jesus hit the scene, he changed the scenery and met diversity with serenity. If you're looking for peace, he offers plenty. Jesus was and Jesus will forever be king. And when the angels sing, they sing of the grace that was displayed for sinners like me. I can't explain him and I can't describe him. And if I could, he wouldn't be Jesus, because you can't explain eternity and you can't comprehend the galaxies. But it was the loving hands of Jesus who spun them into existence and created man, knowing he would go to the cross to pay our sentence. There was a certificate of judgment with a period after the sentence, and we were sentenced to death long before he said it is finished. He is a father to the orphan, a shelter for the homeless, a hiding place for the abused, and an anchor for our storms. He stormed the gates of hell and came out on top, and the power of his gospel cannot be stopped, even when the world tries. and they try a lot. He traded places with Barabbas and became the catalyst of missions across the world, covering every portion of the Atlas. If you're in need of rest, I know of a mattress. If you don't know Jesus, your future is tragic, but he gladly embraced tragedy so we could live in his presence of majesty. His presence is presence, and it's his presence that presents preciousness to a world of peasants. He is far from pretentious, but still loves those who are. He is the light of the world and hung the stars. He brings the dead to life and delivers life to the dead. He took a crown of thorns on his head so we could put crowns at his feet. And I can't wait until I get to kiss his feet that were nailed to a cross for me and for you and for every person around the world. He loves the world and I love his word, because the word became flesh, and in his flesh he demonstrated the word to the world. He is an example to every boy and every girl. He is a lover of black people. He is a lover of white people. He is a lover of the unchurched and the assembly under the steeple. He doesn't see the believers' failures, but still takes time to celebrate their faithfulness. It's the power of the Spirit that enables us and gives us boldness when the world labels us. And if you want to label me, please call me a Jesus freak. If that freaks you out, good. Because it's better to be good with God than to fight being misunderstood by a world that could never understand. So let it be understood that I don't worship man. We worship Jesus. And although he doesn't need us, he still sees us and pleads with us to run to the cross where he bled for us. His heart bleeds for us. His heart grieves for us. But still graciously grants us a pardon for our treason in a season where the world tries to explain away the work of the Spirit with human reasoning. There is a reason they can't. Because the Spirit is like the wind, and the wind cannot be seen. But loved is the one who believes without seeing the unseen. I'm telling you today that Jesus is something. He's something more. He's something great. And if you want to know him, you don't have to wait. He stands at the narrow path with a key to the gate, and you only have to reach out and embrace his grace. I don't care who's president. I have a king who is always present. I don't care who holds musical celebrity. The voice of the Lord will always be the sweetest melody. I don't care who owns the riches of the globe. My Jesus holds more wealth than one ruby on his robe. I don't care who is the strongest or the fastest. Nothing matches the creator of the universe and his immortal, infinite status. I don't care about religious leaders who died and stayed dead. I'll only worship the one who conquered death and wears a crown on his head. His name is Jesus, and I'm telling you, he's something. He was faithful yesterday, and he is faithful today. I can feel his presence whenever I pray. And when the time comes for me to fade away, I'll remember the day I heard him say, my name is Jesus.
Esther, Woman of God, is a musical showing June 5th, 2016 at the Riverside Epicenter. Esther will be performed by an electrifying cast of singers, dancers, and actors. For tickets, visit queenesther.ticketleap.com. We'll see you there.
And this is your host, Dr. Jerome Butler. We're back. And, of course, Rochelle, that's an old ad. It's the only one I can find.
That's okay.
Lee wanted to play something. So tell the audience again what date that you guys have the what date you have left is coming up for the play and where.
We have this Saturday, July 30th. We have a 3 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show at the Clemson Little Theater in Pendleton, South Carolina. Tickets are on sale today. They are $10, and they will go back to their regular price tomorrow at 12 a.m. for $20, and at the door they are $25.
Wonderful, wonderful. Look, audience, you need to go on and get that. I'm going to call it the Power of Destiny hookup. So you need to go on and get the Power of Your Destiny hookup, because they're $10 on today. After today, then they go up to $20. So if you're in the Clemson area, please go on and get your tickets. If you're in the Atlanta area, go on and get your tickets so you're not paying full price for them. Go out and see this young lady. I know it's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to see the play myself. And one more time, tell everybody where they can get tickets at one more time, Rochelle, and how they can get in contact with you.
You can get tickets on at queenesther.com. TicketLeap, that's LEAP.com. Again, that's queenesther.ticketleap.com. And you can get in touch with me on Facebook. Look for Rochelle. You can look for Rochelle Morgan. And you can find me as Rochelle on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much once again, my friend, for coming and sharing. And we'll look at having you back on the show again anytime you have something going on that's monumental. Please let us know when your project is finally finished and any other play dates you have. Please let us know so we can announce that to the audience.
Thank you so much. I have enjoyed this immensely.
Wonderful, wonderful. And again, that's our good friend Rochelle Morgan, who is in the play Esther. We want to encourage you to go out and support her in that stage play and support her. Anybody that's doing something positive, please support them, but please support this stage play. If it's going to do anything, it needs your support. So on this weekend at the Clemson University and coming up the dates in Atlanta, please go and support this stage play with Rochelle, starring Rochelle Morgan, Esther. And this week, remember, love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next week. God bless you.